Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hollauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today. You know, as I record this on a Friday afternoon, the snow has picked up here around my office, and so want to make sure that to wish you all safe travels. If you're out as you're listening to this, please be careful and get to your destination just as safely as you possibly can. Want to hit a little bit on the topic this morning of biological soybean seed treatments. You know, there's a lot of seed treatment options available out there. We've got the traditional fungicide, insecticides, but there's also some biological that have entered the markets over the years. In fact, there's quite a number of them. They're typically a fungi, maybe an amino acid, a bacteria, some combination thereof even, that are applied either on the seed along with a regular seed treatment or possibly dribbled in furrow or maybe even broadcast over the crop during the growing season. And of course, the hope is always that we elicit some sort of a positive yield response or protect that plant in some way. Now, as with any researched product, results can vary significantly. You know, companies test those, universities test those, some products come, some products go because of the way that they are found to perform during research trials. And there's a recent report that has come out from the University of Wisconsin. It's kind of a preliminary report, to be honest, but a report from the University of Wisconsin that discusses some of these biologicals that gives us at least a start at looking at some of the multiple products that are out there. The researcher from the University of Wisconsin is their state soybean extension specialist. His name is Dr. Sean Conley. He's actually part of a multi-state team that's looking at biological seed treatments in soybeans to try to get to which ones might work best, which ones might not, and whether or not they can be consistent over time as well. Now, his study consisted of an evaluation of 9 different products. I'm not going to go into detail on all those and what they do, how they work. And he did that across 10 different sites during Wisconsin during the 2023 growing season. So again, without going into the details of all the different products, what they are, what they're designed to do, just know that there's 9 different products. They were all applied as seed applied treatments. All the seed was pre-treated with a common fungicide insecticide treatment. So they started with a base fungicide insecticide seed treatment and then added the biological seed treatment on top of that base seed treatment that they had already applied. They did plant populations at the V2 growth stage and then yield data was collected at harvest. So again, across 10 locations, you know, we're not going to go into the details of every one of those, but across those 10 locations, the findings were this: no significant differences were found in either the plant populations that they took at that V2 stage or yield at the end of the treatment. Now, keep in mind, some of the sites did have more variability than others. So if you were to dig into all that data, there might be some sites that responded better than others. But the across-site analysis showed that none of the individual treatments were significantly different from each other, even including the difference to the non-treated control included in the protocol. So at least in this first year of information, not a ton of difference across there. Now, Conley's group actually went a little bit further. They took the analysis and went a little deeper and looked at the probability of a yield response based upon just the distribution of the yield results rather than a single point. So instead of just looking at a single point with a single product here and trying to extrapolate that across those areas, they also looked at, are we going to have a propensity, a probability of even seeing any yield response from this? That analysis dug in a little bit and showed that similar results to most of the treatments, but they did find one that would have a slight probability of maybe a positive yield response. So what does all this really mean? First of all, I think you need to keep in mind that this is a preliminary report. There's going to be data from other states. There's going to be a deeper dive into this data, and there's going to be more years that come from this report. So we know that sometimes there's significant differences to a treatment. Sometimes there's not, even to the traditional ones that we have now, based upon the conditions that we have at planting or following planting as far as how that seed responds to a particular seed treatment. So I would encourage folks to continue to dig into research as to whether these are provide a good return on investment or whether they don't, and then choose accordingly. I would also say that there is going to be continued research on these that we're going to have to keep up to date. These products continue to roll out, and it's always good to try to stay on the cutting edge of those. We'd be glad to help you kind of sort through those as we find research results on them. So the bottom line, stay tuned. I think there's a lot more information to come. As I wrap up this week, want to let you all know that most of us in Northeast Kansas will in some form or another be at the Topeka Farm Show next week. Usually our booth is located in the north end of that main exhibit area. So if you're down there, you want to stop by and say hello, want to pick up a copy of the new KSU Chemical Weed Control Guide, those will be available at our booth. Those books will also be available if you don't make it to the farm show at most of our county and district extension offices in a very short time frame as well. Make sure you stop by. Request one of those as you have the opportunity. Have a great weekend. This has been David Hollauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today.